Nityananda and Haridas came before the Lord to offer their report of that day's activities. And Nityananda said, "Today we saw two odd people. They used to be Brahmins, but now they are drunkards. And wishing them well, we approached them and said, 'Please chant Lord Krishna's name.' But they became so angry that they chased us. And we are fortunate that we're even alive." Lord Chaitanya asked, "Who are these two? What are their names? If they are Brahmanas, why do they act like this?" Gangadas and Srivas were both there, and they were familiar with Jagai and Madai, and they began to describe the sins of these two persons. "Oh Lord, these two persons are named Jagai and Madai. They were both born in this town and are sons of Brahmanas. But by bad association, they became drunkards. Practically since their birth, they know nothing but wine. Everyone in Nadia fears them. They drink and steal from the homes of others, and we don't have the power to describe all their sins. But you know everything. You are the Lord, so we don't need to tell you about them." Lord Chaitanya replied, "Yes, I do know. And if these sinners come before me, I will cut them to pieces." Lord Nityananda said, "Oh Lord, why are you so angry at them? Let me make them chant Govinda, Govinda. And if we can deliver these two, and if we can give these two devotional service, then you will be known as Patita Pavan, the deliverer of the fallen." "When you delivered me," Nityananda said, "who am so fallen, you became glorious. And if you deliver these two sinners, your glory will become still so much greater." Smiling, Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh Nitai, the moment that they saw you, they were at once delivered. If you are concerned about their welfare, then I am sure that Lord Krishna will soon award auspiciousness to them." Hearing these words from the Lord's mouth, the devotees made a great sound of "Jai, Jai!" In their hearts, all the devotees thought, "Jagai and Madai are already saved." Meanwhile, the two drunkards were wandering from place to place. Eventually, they, by divine arrangement, came to the exact place where Lord Chaitanya was bathing in the Ganges. Once there, by the Ganges, they immediately began attacking people. Everyone, whether famous, important, rich, or poverty-stricken, became frightened at heart. Out of fear, people stopped going to the Ganges in the evening to bathe, and if they did go, they went in groups of 10 and 20. And at night, the two drunkards began staying near Lord Chaitanya's house, and hearing the Lord sing kirtan, Krishna's names, they stayed awake all night long. Hearing the Lord's kirtan with the madangas and kartals sounding, Jagai and Madai would happily dance, and they would happily sing, and they would drink more wine. Then they would stand and dance and sing more, and then drink more wine. Sometimes they sat down, sometimes they stood up and danced, and overcome by their wine, They did not know where or who they were. Seeing Lord Chaitanya walking one day and approaching them, they said, "Oh, Nimai Pandit, you are singing such beautiful songs to the goddess Durga. You sing so well. We sing so well that we will come to your house to visit you, and we will bring you gifts." Seeing these rogues, Lord Chaitanya walked far around them. Others would take a different path to avoid them.